the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Giovanni comes upon the New Mexico Mystery Stone. Giovanni was far from alone on the desert floor. As he approached the new village of Los Lunas, he realized that he was being shadowed by someone who paralleled his every move from a short distance. "It's fine with me, if you would rather walk by my side," he called out towards the arroyo. "It might be easier for you to walk also." From out of the shadows, a young man shyly came forward. He was a young Apache lad, as Giovanni could discern from his buckskin garment and his longish hair. The hermit decided not to ask him any questions, but patiently to wait for the boy to say something. They both fell into step together, still in silence. "That village that you see there," began the young man, pointing with his lips, pursed in the direction of Los Lunas, "sits on the site of the old grant that was given to Felix Candelaria a little over 150 years ago. A man named Baltasar Baca bought it from him, and he sold it to Dobigo Luna. His descendant was Antonio Luna, father of Salomon Luna." The hermit said nothing, although his mind was racing, wanting to know more about this area that the lad seemed to know so well. "Antonio Luna had been killed by my people," the Apache in 1599 offered the boy, looking intently at Giovanni. "He seemed to know much about this place," smiled the hermit kindly, breaking his silence. "I must admit, for a place that seems so dead, there appears to be much to explore." "Do you want something to explore?" asked the lad, baiting the hermit's curiosity. "Turn right here, and we will follow the Arroyo Carriado toward that mountain," he said again, pointing with his lips. The hermit, who had always been driven by his need to know, calmly raised his right arm and motioned with his hand for the lad to lead him forward. They walked about 16 miles in the direction of the setting sun. It is already late in the afternoon when the boy led Giovanni up the foot of the mountain and came to rest at the base of a reddish-brown block of basalt that looked as if it had been rolled down from the top of the mesa and settled into the arroyo. "Look!" was all that the lad had said. As Giovanni inched forward, the block that seemed to measure about 3 by 4 meters across came into focus. The hermit inhaled deeply and held his breath. He felt a tinge at the base of his neck as he recognized some of the letters inscribed into the stone. Being a linguist, he recognized that the letters had been written in a strange combination of Greek, Phoenician, and Moabite letters. "Who wrote this?" he asked the young man. "No one knows," he replied. "The inscribed stone has been here even before the coming of my own tribe into this area. See the other symbols on the rock? Those were done by other tribes, but the symbols on this rock," he said, gesturing with a circular motion in the air, "are not symbols from this area." The holy hermit put both his hands in a position of prayer and held them both up to his lips. His mind was racing, for here before him was evidence that this area had been visited cultures before the coming of the Europeans in 1540. Giovanni ventured to guess that the inscribed stone was centuries old, being that the lad had told him that it had been known to his people from a time before their own. Back in Italy, Giovanni had heard stories of how many travelers from the Middle East had had the capacity to navigate great distances, and that some of them had made the treacherous journey to this unknown land. Night had fallen suddenly, and the hermit looked away from the stone only when he noticed that the lad had started to stoke some brush into a hasty bonfire that he had built. By the light of the fire, Giovanni began to sketch the ancient square letters onto his own journal, smiling as some of the words began to make some more sense to him. The boy watched him as he nodded slowly, becoming more and more enlightened with each letter that he traced. "Yes," cooed Giovanni. "Yes, yes." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.